Being a Christian sometimes feels like navigating a narrow path, laden with pitfalls and the ever-present possibility of stumbling. Despite our best efforts to live rightly, we might falter, driven by thoughts or actions that necessitate daily forgiveness. These lapses might occur publicly or silently within the recesses of our minds, where forbidden thoughts lurk. Acknowledging our sins is a continual process, sharpened by the Holy Spirit's presence, which convicts and corrects us, reducing our missteps over time, though perfection remains out of reach. We are all imperfect, a truth God understands far better than we might imagine. His Son, Jesus Christ, stands as the paragon we aspire to emulate but often fall short of reaching. Each day, whether consciously or not, we sin. Sometimes, our lives are steady, walking in close communion with the Lord, impervious to distractions. Yet, life's inevitable shifts can open doors to challenges and temptations, testing our resolve. Our daily interactions, at work and in community, expose us to diverse cultures and beliefs. The term religion itself can become a point of confusion, as it embodies a plethora of doctrines worldwide, potentially veering us off the path God intends for us. It's fascinating to consider whether the deities of various cultures are simply different interpretations of the same God we worship, colored by cultural teachings. When we unwittingly open doors to negative influences, it becomes particularly challenging to maintain our Christian faith. The slightest gap can invite disruption, altering our focus from God to worldly distractions. This is evident even in mundane activities like reading the Bible, where external noise or internal chaos can sever our connection to the scriptures. Consider modern technologies, like smartphone apps that read the Bible aloud. These, too, can become avenues of distraction, pulling our thoughts away from the Word toward the cares of daily life, work, family, financial obligations. Maintaining focus in such circumstances is akin to listening to a sermon while besieged by a barrage of thoughts. Furthermore, personal grievances and illnesses can open us up to spiritual attacks, suggesting that we are being punished or that our faith is misguided. How challenging it is to shut these doors, to forgive those who have wronged us, or to find peace amidst personal trials, such as terminal illness. However, it is crucial that we endeavor to close these doors firmly, entrusting God with the keys. We are called to forgive, to hand over our worries about tomorrow, and to resist the bombardment of daily challenges that seek to undermine our spiritual integrity. As Christians, we are engaged in constant spiritual warfare, an element of our faith that intertwines with every aspect of our lives, from what we consume to the media we interact with. Misinformation can spread as rapidly as gospel truth, demanding discernment at every turn. God may test our limits, but it is not for cruelty's sake but to strengthen our faith. In moments of weakness, when it seems that evil might prevail, we must remember that we have already emerged victorious through our faith, awaiting the day we stand before Jesus Christ in His full glory. In conclusion, as Christians, we must continuously strive to close the doors that lead to spiritual decay and wholeheartedly trust in the Lord. It is a daily commitment, one that involves not just battling external evils but fostering an internal fortitude that keeps us steadfast in our journey towards eternal peace.